All right, Chavo, say with that, let us begin. So now hopefully you have the sheet in front of you. You can see page Kuf Pei Dalet. V'hine, Gemilos Chasodim Hu Iker Gadol L'Chasid. So the Ramchal says something very interesting now. He says, we know that the performance of kind deeds, charitable acts, chasid, is something very important to the essence of a chasid. After all, ki chasidus atzmo nigzar mi chasid. After all, again, the entire concept of chasidus, being a chasid itself, is absolutely rooted in, he says, nigzar, is derived from chasid. So we'll say it's very interesting, because right up until now, we've been defining the word chasid as someone pious. We've really defined piety as a state of being where one is in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, when one is in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by definition, there's a desire to go above and beyond. Above and beyond. So therefore again, the Ramchal explains. So therefore, the Ramchal says that, but if we go back to our essence, so the essence over here is that a chasid is someone who does chasid. Is someone who performs acts of gemilos chasadim, acts of kindness. The world stands on three things. And one of them, of course, is the performance of kind and charitable deeds. And of course, Chazal is saying that what Rabbi said, that again, gemilos chasadim are amongst those things that a person derives benefits from them in this world, but the principle is ultimately remains in existence for the world to come. As I will say, there are certain things, certain acts, for which you receive reward in this world, but not in the next. Other things for which you receive reward in the next world, but not in this one. And then there are some very special deeds for which you derive benefit in this world and in the next. Gemilos chasodim, acts of chesed, fall into that latter category. Va'amru'ot, darash rabbi smaloi, Torah tchilu gemilos chasodim, v'sofa gemilos chasodim. We'll say the Gemara the Ramchal quotes a beautiful Gemara Masechah Sota, that the Torah Kedosh itself, begins with chesed and ultimately ends with chesed. So the Gemara there explains, how does the Torah begin with chesed? So interestingly enough, because the pasuk says, Vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam u'l'ishto, kasnos or vayal bishem. This roch created for Adam and Chava, literally again, clothing of leather, and he clothed them. So the Torah begins with chesed, and it's interesting, by the way, that chesed, of course, is a reference to the sin of Adam and Chava. Right? This is after they sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides them with clothing. So the Torah begins with chesed and ends with chesed. How does it end with chesed? Rabbeinu. The burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself buries Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see over here the fact that the Torah is bookended by chesed indicates to us that chesed is such an incredibly important Mida. He goes on. This is incredible. Whoever has these three midos, you could be sure that he is a descendant of Avram. What are the three midos necessary for a midah of Avram? Rachamon, someone who has compassion. Baishon. Now, Baishon literally means someone who's embarrassed. What does that mean? Someone who has shame. In other words, a person who is shameless. A person who's shameless, that's not a midah of Avram Avinu. So Rachamon, someone who's compassionate. Baishon, someone who has an element of shame. We'll say having an element of shame is so important because it prevents you from engaging in negative activities. The Gomel Chasadim, and someone who does Chasad. So you see over here that the ability and the willingness to go ahead and do kindness for others is an inherent midah of Avram Avinu. Vamru, Amar Belazer. We'll say this is so beautiful. Gedola Gemil. I'll tell you why a piece like this is so important and so beautiful. Obviously, we all know the importance of Chasad. Right? We don't have to take a poll. Right? We would all agree performance of chesed is exceptionally important. Right? Performing acts of kindness for others, going out of our way for others is so important. But here what the Ramchal is doing is telling us why. What is it that makes it so special? What is it that makes it so profound? So he goes on, he says something amazing. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gedolu Gemilas Chasad Miyosu Minat Tzedakah. This is incredible. Chesed is even greater than charity. Shabbos say. So we now remember, this is interesting for us to think about it this way, because we often assume that tzedakah is kind of under the umbrella of chesed. So remember, here the Ramchal is making a very important distinction. Tzedakah means charity. Stuff, right, that you give your money to others, right, to others, to other causes. That's tzedakah. Chesed means ultimately the performance of kind deeds. Chesed is actional. Is actional. So watch this. So therefore, the Gemara Rabbi Elazar says, "Gemilas chesedim is even greater than tzedakah." Shene emar ziru lachem letzedakah kitzru lefi chesed, because the pasuk says you could sow, right? Sow for yourself tzedakah, right? Sow tzedakah kitzru lefi chesed, but harvest in accordance with the chesed that you do. If you look at footnote 60, he says over here, Ziru lachem tzedakah kitzu lefi chesed. Rashi, kara ha-kasav l'gzriya tzedakah, v'asa chesed kara katzir. V'tova k'tzira mizriya, k'dim efarisham, im adam zoreh safek ochel, safek eno ochel. However, kotzer vada echobos is so beautiful. When you sow something in the field, right? So there's a safek. What's the safek? Will what you sow grow or not? It's a suffix, right? I plant it. Will it grow? Will it not grow? When you harvest something, what does that mean? That means definitively it has grown. So I will say this is something amazing. When you give tzedakah, that's like sowing. That's planting the seeds in the field. It's incredible, and it's impactful, and it's important. Will the tzedakah accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish? That always remains to me seen. Rabbi say one of the reasons that we don't make a bracha on tzedakah, right, is because first of all, the recipient might go ahead and deny it. Or, chas v'shalom, what happens if the recipient isn't really in need of it? Right? So I plant the seeds of tzedakah, but what will happen with it remains to be seen. But Rashi says over here, the pasuk says, but you harvest your chesed. Meaning, what happens when you harvest? When the farmer harvests something, he knows for sure that he has something in his hand. When you perform an act of chesed, there is something concrete that you could hold on to. You've done something dramatic. You've done something beautiful. You've done something good for the other. Such a beautiful idea. Va'amru od. We'll do one more line. Furthermore, the pasuk says, the Gemara Shabbos quotes the pasuk that says, Gosh, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you rachamim. God will give you compassion. V'richamcha, and He will have compassion on you. Kala merachim ala brios. Merachim. Did I skip? Thank you. So the Gemara says, thank you. Why is it that tzedakah is greater than chesed? Why is it that chesed is greater than tzedakah? V'amrod, Gemara says, beautiful this is. There are three ways in which chesed is greater than tzedakah. Number one, shat tzedakah b'mamono u'gemilas chesedim b'gufo. Number one, tzedakah is with your money, chesed is with your body. Right? And I both say, obviously, anything that you have to perform with your body, right? Anything you have to physically commit to is going to be greater than something you could do with your resources, with your money. Next, tzedakah l'aniyim. Kamilas chasadim la'anim la'ashem. Listen how beautiful this is. Tzedakah only applies to the poor. Kamilas chasadim chesed applies to the poor and to the rich. Tzedakah l'chaim. You can only give tzedakah to the living. Kamilas chasadim bin l'chaim bin l'mesim. Chesed can be performed for the living and for the dead. I say these three ways, ultimately, again, chesed is greater than tzedakah. So we'll stop over here for today, but we're going to pick up tomorrow. There's more, there's incredible, incredible pieces in this discussion tomorrow about the greatness and the importance of Gemilas Chasadim.